First, since the fall of communism 16 years ago, the Czech Republic has felt a sense of responsibility to help promote democracy in countries where basic human rights are frequently violated. The Czech government openly criticizes the Castro regime, calls for an independent Tibet, and actively supported the Orange Revolution in Ukraine. But what are Czechs doing to help promote democracy in Belarus, where the press is censored, any form of political dissent is a punishable offence, and the use of Russian is more common than the native Belarusian? Citizens of the Eastern European country are casting their ballots in presidential elections this week. However, the vote is widely considered just a formality, as President Alexander Lukashenko is expected to win a third term in office. Dita Asiedu spoke to member of the Belarusian community in Prague and editor of the Belarusian Review, George Stankevich, to see how the Czech Republic is viewing the political situation in his home country.
President Havel is one who really does support our efforts to bring democracy to Belarus, and several senators, Minister Svoboda too, and of course a newspaper men or women more. They have excellent articles in Lidové noviny, and then Respect has occasionally good articles on the subject.
But overall, would you say that the Czech ordinary citizen knows what's going on in Belarus?
No, I'm not certain if they're interested. That's more disconcerting.
About 3 weeks ago, I think it was, our foreign minister Cyril Svoboda was accused of causing unrest in Belarus.
Oh, that's it's a farce.
What exactly happened there?
The Czech embassy decided to distribute the United Nations, summary.
It was a report on Belarus.
Yeah, a report on the human rights violations. Mm-hmm. So it was perfectly legal, and it was adopted by the United Nations. But of course, the regime in Belarus used it as a pretext to start attacking the Czech embassy. But this is not the only time they do that.
But would that have made any difference at all, the distribution of that report by the Czech embassy in Belarus? And also at around that same time, there was a conference held here in the Czech Republic. It seems like Belarusians themselves in Belarus, ordinary citizens, know very little about the opposition, that there actually is an opposition to President Lukashenko.
First of all, it was a good thing because the election campaign, which was more or less initiated by Lukashenko ahead of time, so the opposition doesn't have time to organize, it sort of backfired on him because opposition candidates, they used it to his displeasure quite well. And that information got around. And more people are coming to meet the opposition candidates in 2,000, 5,000, 6,000, and the word spreads. So really, what the Czech embassy did was the step in the right direction, and of course it was appreciated.
But as George Stankevich mentioned earlier, ordinary Czechs have little interest in Belarus. Czech journalist and human rights activist Petruška Šustrová told Radio Prague there are two main reasons why.
Když to srovnáme s polskou situací nebo se situací baltských států, tak si musíme uvědomit, že Polsko i baltské státy.
If we compare the situation here to that in Poland or the Baltic states, we have to realize that they have historic ties to Belarus, ties that are more deeply rooted. Belarus is much further away from us. I must also point out that in communist Czechoslovakia, many of us viewed Belarus as part of the Soviet Union and not a different nation with different people. Back then, there was hardly any information on the various nationalities that made up the Soviet Union, whose history was suppressed. In Poland, this was not the case, because some people there had relatives in Belarus who shared their experiences. And today, Czechs are also not very interested in what's going on beyond the country's eastern borders. The media and Czech society are much more attracted to the western states and lifestyles, simply because of their developed democracies and much richer economies.
Daleko bohatší příjmy a daleko bohatší konzum.
Petruška Šustrová there talking to Radio Prague.